never used anymore.
Where do you suppose you first heard that piece play?
Oh, my dad played that when I was just a growing up.
Your dad played?
Oh, yeah.
Did he keep the whole bunch at home?
Do you ever try that piece of hornpipe?
We can try it.
Thank you. started playing, did you start clawhammering the banjo like that, or did you start picking the banjo?
Oh, I used to be able to do it either way.
Which way did you start?
Well, I started this way, clawhammer style. That back in them days, that's about all you hear. Now Lester Flatt, when he started on the television, he got that picking. I bet you was heard that when he first started. And that's about the first time that picking come out. He started that. Of course, the fellas could pick it, but they didn't pick like he did. He started that picking. I like to hear that kind, but now the old timers, they didn't know what that was.
What kind of picking did they do before that style picking?
Well, I don't know.
Did you ever pick? Oh, you picked some before.
Oh,
that,
yeah,
didn't?
Yeah. Well, let's play a little bit of Black Eyed Susie. You first hear that, didn't you?
Did you used to play for dances some? Or?
Oh, yeah. Like years ago. They used to have another way to play them. Back in the older days, I learned one or two of them, but now they're a little bit different. See, that's a different lick altogether.
Don't you play Home Sweet Home like that?
Oh, that?
Play Home Sweet Home like that?
I used to play it, but I don't believe I could play it. It's been a long time since I tried.
Try it? Huh? You
want to
try?
Well, here's an old one, Sunny South. You hear that in anybody?
Yes. Thank you.
course, I played for a long time.
Tell us a little bit about those old dances they used to have, Johnny. Huh? Tell us a little bit about the old dances they used to have.
Oh, they used to. Them old time tunes and the dances that they've got now, they don't hardly know how to take off on that. You get somebody playing them old time tunes. Now, there's a few that's dance to them, but the way they got this new music anymore, why, them old time people, they just walk off. Yeah, they do. They just walk off because. Ain't a bit in the world like it used to be. It's changed in the last 20 years. I mean, it changed a lot.
Did they used to have dance in people's houses, or what? Where did they find the place?
Oh, yeah, they'd have dances on people's homes. I played one, used to work at Three Forks Williams River, a little camp. Well, there's, I expect, 50 or 60 houses there, in a little railroad yard. We had dances about three times a week. One house to another. And sometimes more than that. And they'd dance sometimes all night. And there's no, if you got in there, you rode the train or walked. And there were no buses or nothing running in there, and they just, everybody just had a good time in there. But that's all gone no more. There's not a building in Three Forks Williams River. But now they had some real good dances at that time. Everybody, old people and young. And everybody was, well, we'll have one at the next house the next night, you know. And I've worked, I'd drive a team in the woods. You know, you got to have a little bit of sleep. Well, they'd get started dancing, they wouldn't want to quit. They'd put in your dance all night. But now they really enjoyed it back then days. You never seen nobody have any trouble, nothing. Of course, moonshine days then, you know, be a bootlegger come along every once in a while. Sometimes I get a little bit too much, but not too much.
Who was the best dancer you ever saw?
Well, to take it on, you mean just to get out and dance or just?
Yeah.
There was a little old fellow by the name of James Hammonds. Eden Hammonds, you ever hear tell of Eden Hammonds? Fiddling Eden Hammonds. He used to play in all the contests and everything. Now, he had a little old boy and he called him James. He was just a little short for him. I believe he was the best dancer, just taking him on the floor and dancing ever seen. He danced any, he could dance about any step, and he danced all night and didn't seem to worry because he never did work none. He just. But I don't reckon he ever did work and finally died. He was, oh, he was way young, 50, 60 years old when he died.
He didn't get that off his dad, did he?
Well, his dad never worked either, as ever I don't know. But now he played for lots of music and lots of contests, and he won a lot of them too. He was known as Eden Hammonds, the fiddler. Wherever he was known, that's the way that he went by the name of.
Can you tell us one on Uncle Eden? Can you tell us one on Eden?
Yeah, I can tell you pretty good one on it. Back in the Ku Klux days, you remember when there used to be a Ku Klux, they'd set up whiz at the door, you know, and put it, the people would go and set them whiz up and put a note on them to go to work. Support your family, or they'd be after you in the next night or two. And he lived up at Three Forks of Williams River at the mouth of White Oak. A bunch of them set up them whiz up there. And he got out of bed the next morning, there was them whiz sitting there with the door and all that sign on. Go to work, Ed, we're going to get you. He was out hunting for him a job the next morning at daylight. He worked a while for old man John Leslie. John, he was, I don't know where he was able to work or where he wasn't, but he told him, he said, I don't know what I'm going to do, but them cluckers is going to get me if I don't work. And he said, I'm not able to work. And he quit, but they never bothered him. But now he thought them, he called them cluckers, you know. Them cluckers going to get me, but he said, I don't know what to do.
He lived up the mouth of White Oak?
Yeah, that big white.
Didn't you live up the head of White Oak?
Oh, he just lived all over the
I mean, country. Weren't you raised up the head of White Oak?
No, I was raised right up north.
Up on the mountain. What?
In our schoolhouse, sir. I lived up, raised right back on top of the hill. But now, another way you can get into it would be easier. Up this side of Camp Caesar, you know, A lot of you probably know where that Camp Caesar is. They called over there. Everybody goes through in the summertime. Right up on the, just this side of Camp Caesar toward Webster Spring, they head that holler out, right up where I was raised, or you can drop right down on the Williams River, either one. About the same distance up one side as it is down the other. But you can walk across there if you know the way to go just about as quick as you can drive around in the car.
How far is it all the way across from Williams to Gully?
Oh, I'd say a mile and a quarter.
Is that all?
Yeah, not very far.
What kind of a place did you have up there?
Oh, we just had an old mountain farm. 86 acres, I believe.
A lot of us don't know anything about that.
Well, we raised our living there on that farm. We had the woods full of hogs.
You had the woods full of hogs?
Oh, my dad, he didn't know how many he had, but he paid taxes on 250. That's what he'd pay taxes on for years. Now, sometimes he'd have over that, sometimes he wouldn't have that much. Till the bear got in, and the bear put us out of the hog business. Got to kill them so many times. Sheep, same way. People don't understand how destructive a bear can be when it takes an ocean. Used to keep 100 head of sheep, put in your pack to all the time, and the bear got to kill them, and we'd put them. The only way we know how many they'd get in a nice time, old rail fence, you know. We'd put them in a lot that he couldn't get out of and go out and count them as you put them in, and the next morning go back out and count them again. We've had as high as 6 took out in one night's time. So he couldn't stay in sheep business that way, you know.
Do you ever try to hunt the bear?
Oh, yeah. Hunt them all my life. Person I killed them. Old 12-gauge shotgun, a bite off for a number 6 shot, 11 o'clock in the night. Laid on the scale, weighed 376 pounds.
If you ask anybody in Webster County about the Christians, they'll say, oh, the bear hunters. That's how they're going down there. How does your brother still keep some packet?
Oh, yeah. Back when you couldn't sell good pork or beef for a quarter a pound, you could get $1 a pound for bear meat as fast as you could cut it up and reach it out. I sold a lot of them out on the street in Webster Spring.
How do they cook bear meat? Bear burgers.
How do they cook it, you want to know?
Are there like special
things? Oh, there's different ways to cook it, just like any other kind of meat. You can boil it, make stewed on it, or you can have steak, or just any way you want to fix it. It's good, but now the fat's a little bit different taste. A lot of people can't eat the fat, but I never knowed anybody being sick on bear meat in my life.
Why would it have brought so much more money than beef or pork?
Well, people liked it the best. They just wanted bear meat. You could sell it for $1 a pound back in the old, when times was hard, faster than you could cut it up and reach it out to it. But wasn't too many people kill them, you see. They're harder to kill than you think they are.
Did you use the hide for anything?
How that?
The hide?
Well, they ought to be some of them hides I killed in town here. They used to be. I left some fellas having them. There's a state police used to come over here, but the name was Rouse. Did you ever hear tell of him? The little feller? He brought one over here, and there's 2 or 3 other fellas brought hides that me and my brother had killed over here. Had them the last time I heard of them.
Getting back to the dances, do you remember any of the names of any of the dances they did? Did they do the grapevine twist or the...
Oh, yeah. They danced that. I'm not much of a figure caller myself. But they were some good callers back in them days. Yeah. They had a lot... But they played music, you know. A lot of people would get together and play. And a lot of families would play all... Would grow up learning to play, you know, different kind of music. Now, when I was at home... All of us at home, we had an organ, and we had I believe 2 banjos and a guitar. Made a little band, you know. We all played together. And people would come in, and we'd go from one place to another, you know, play maybe. People would play and sing, enjoy the life. We had a Baptist association one time down few miles from where I lived, there was over 500 people there, and there was three cars on the ground. The rest come in horseback and mules and walked. They had a real good time, though.
When was that?
I forget just exactly what year it was, but it's down in Clay County. That's the last one. They used to have some in some county every year, you know.
Did you say you made a banjo at home?
What's that?
Did you say you made a banjo at home?
No.
I thought I heard you say you made a...
No, no, I never did.
Were the instruments different?
No, a lot of people had made them. That's a homemade banjo Bob Ashley's got it. His brother made that. And it's a good one, boy. It's a real good one, awful heavy. And he's got some kind of braces on the neck here, made out of metal. You notice that? The men was up there that day. Did you notice how that thing was made?
Yeah.
His brother made it. Oh, a lot of fellas takes the time and makes them yet. I never could have that much patience.
Did you ever see anybody years ago, John, play a banjo without the frets on it?
Well, the first one I ever fooled with didn't have any frets on it. But that had it. I think it was a homemade one, but I ain't going to say sure it was. But it didn't have no frets on it. First one ever I had with frets on it, I was a boy going to school. They ordered it from me, cost $13. And I got the neck of that, and my head hanging out there in the old building there. Yeah. Now, it had frets in it.
$13 is a heap of money back then. $13,
that's cost a banjo at that time.
Was that like from Sears Roebuck or something?
Is Sears banjo or Montgomery Ward one they ordered from? I think I was 8 years old when I got that banjo. I played every school program they had. I had to play that whole banjo. And go from churches lots of times. They have programs, Christmas programs and stuff. We go that way.
What's that ridge called where you live there? Where you were raised?
Where I was raised?
That ridge.
Well, it's just, there's no name for it on between Gaul and William. The ridge between Gaul and William River.
Did you have any panthers in that country?
They some up there now.
I believe that. Back then when the
Yeah, they, the Forest Service brought some in and turned them out. There's some up there now.
How can you tell whether a sheep's been killed by a bear or a panther? I hear there's a difference. One buries it, or one... Do you know, John?
Well, I tell you, I don't know about him killing anybody, but a bear, when he kills a sheep,
that's what I mean.
He'll take that bear out in the woods. If he kills him in the field, he'll take it out in the woods and he'll eat all he wants of. He'll let it down and he'll start cutting brush, a pile up just like somebody's starting to clear. And he'll make a big brush pile on there, and then he'll crawl up on the top of that and lay down. And he'll,
yeah.
When he gets hungry, he'll crawl down, dig in there, and eat the rest of the sheep. And they'll take a hog, a big, weigh 150 pound, a big bear, set him down out there, that hog, and he'll run faster with that hog in his arms than you can run. It's been known to be done over there different times. He'd go in the pen and get somebody's hog and he'd run off, and that fella couldn't catch him.
Did you ever have any killed by a panther?
Was any of your sheep ever killed by a panther?
If it did, I never know. Well, there, the panther was pretty scarce back at them days, but now there's somebody hears or sees one up there every once in a while. It ain't been over 3 weeks ago out there next Pleasant Ridge somebody seen one. There's one come in last summer out there to a man's house, three different times, a black one. They're hard to see. They're not like a bear. You'll not see a panther near as easy as you will a bear. Because bears are getting tame now. You've seen that in the paper where that went down there to Charleston, went in that donut shop and wrecked it. Couple of weeks ago. Well, he tore, he'd all the donuts was in there and tore the place up and down the street. It's on the news and in the paper. It's on the television. It shows it on the television. About 2 or 3 weeks ago.
You've had them in your yard this this year?
Oh, about three weeks ago, they wanted to come right up through the yard. They got a dog front over the bank, treated.
John, what?
He stays around here.
What tuning are you in right now on the banjo?
That's a natural key for the place, you know.
Do you use some different ones?
Oh, I used to, yeah.
You remember any of them?
Well, I used to run this. My fingers are stiff, I can't get it anymore. You ever try it that way? My fingers are stiff anymore. Look at that. You bend that on back, it'll break. Yeah. That old finger's is about ready to quit. That's what I've been trying to tell Jerry all the time, but he won't believe it.
Do you ever sing when you play the banjo?
How's that?
Do you ever sing?
I used to, but I quit that. I can't sing.
What are some of the favorite songs that you used to sing when you did?
Oh, been so long since I tried to, about forgot them. My brother used to sing quite a bit. He was a good singer. But he quit playing, he won't play nothing anymore. But he was a good singer. We used to sing several religious songs. We played church time a few times.
Name a few of them?
Oh, we used to play that Home Sweet Home she's talking about. I forgot a lot of them, but there's one that he used to sing mostly. Most people like to hear that House in New Orleans. You ever hear that? Mm-hmm. People went wild over that for years, and that's a good one. But he learned that when he was in service. He come back and got to singing that, and he sung that a whole lot. You remember that. That's a good song.
Did your mother sing to you at all?
Not very much. She never did sing very much.
What did you mean when you said the old timers don't like the new music?
How's that?
She said, what did you mean when you said the old timers don't like the new music?
Well, they just don't seem like they want to try to dance for it. I don't know why, but it got a different beat to it altogether.
Are they the same tunes?
No, ain't no
totally
same
different
tune.
Tunes.
No, it's altogether different. The old time.
I think
was
he's
more
talking
faster.
About the commercial rock and roll and the jizz music and stuff.
The old time people don't like that.
Grandpa Haynes used to call it the jizz music, and he never would listen to it.
No, I know lots of people won't listen to that kind of music at all.
How about you?
Well, I don't care about those.
That's right. I don't like it either.
I'll tell you where, there's a station, you fellas all listen to it, that Channel 9, yeah. Over at Beckley. Now, on Thursday nights, they have a different group. They've got a bunch of songs, last week, Thursday, it was. I listened to it. They had a bunch from New York playing. They're playing the way we're playing now. See, that's they're getting away from that old rock and roll stuff.
Getting back to the basics.
Oh, yeah. Now, they just seem like had the biggest time. Did you ever, any of you watch that station? Or can you get that station here? Beckley? It's at Beckley, but now they really put out some good music. There was a bunch of people from Japan.